The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And oh my gosh, people, it has come, it has gone, and it is over. And all the hype and everything else that goes along with it is all over as well. Yes, I'm talking about the NFL Draft 2019 style. And I'll tell you what, I had it pegged. I had it right. I said Kyler Murray will be going to the Arizona Cardinals. And bam, just like that, it happened. And then Nick Bosa and the rest of the guys followed suit. And wow, man, oh, man, the NFL Draft 2019 in the books. Some other things happened as well. Obviously, we had NBA playoff basketball round one finally in the books. Round two is underway, Philadelphia and Toronto. They're the first ones to get that started. NHL playoff hockey round one is over. Round two is underway. Mike Wilson, baseball's going on. Your Cubs were in town just the other day, brother. What a great time to be talking sports, man.
It is a fantastic time to be talking sports and the draft and all that kind of stuff. So let's get this thing kicked off now.
Yeah, man. We'll be talking about Kyler Murray. We'll be talking about your Boston Celtics, my Milwaukee Bucks. Is they're going to be getting things underway in just a couple hours. Man, oh, man. The sports world always rocking and rolling. So are we. We're going to go take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and start rapping about everything going on. But before we get into the NFL, I guess we got to talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, about what's going on in hockey and baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh, yeah. Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. I could have saved you about 4 or 5, maybe 6 months of drama. I told you Kyler Murray was going to be an Arizona Cardinal. Everybody wanted to tell me I'm crazy, I'm nuts, and I'm a hater. Well, the truth came out. Josh Rosen is now a Miami Dolphin. And Kyler Murray is running the offense in Arizona. And you know what? Some things change and some things stay the same. This guy's going to be running for his life. That's all I know, man. And you know what? When you don't have an offensive line to protect a quarterback, it's always a big problem. Mike, we'll get into that in a little bit. But we do have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, with us. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm doing well and hope you are too.
Can't complain, man, but I got to figure some things out from you before we get too far into the second round of the NHL playoffs, because the first round, there was chaos, there was craziness, there may have even been some terrible calls which helped teams get eliminated. What are your feelings about the Golden Knights and some of the calls that were made in the first round of the playoffs?
Well, I guess the obvious one is that horrendous call in Game 7 of the Golden Knights series. It was a game that the Golden Knights were dominating. They were up 3-0. They were cruising. San Jose was not really playing all that well. And all of a sudden, an unfortunate injury to Joe Pavelski, and I think the officials really sort of read the injury there rather than the circumstances which caused him to fall. Terrible call. Got the Sharks back in the game, 4 power play goals on the 5-minute power play, turned the game, turned the series, so much so that a few days later I understand that somebody senior in the NHL called Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Knights, and apologized for the mistake. I guess it brings some justice to it from a credibility standpoint, but it doesn't change the fact that the better team was eliminated, and it sort of made me think of that NFC Championship game last year with the New Orleans Saints and the Los Angeles Rams, how a bad call turned that game around as well. So perhaps we have a bit of a parallel there.
Yeah, I mean, either that one, or you could even go back a couple of years when New Orleans wound up playing Minnesota, and it wasn't a bad call, but it was a crazy play that winds up having Minnesota beat New Orleans. So 2 years in a row, New Orleans, can't get over the hump. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to ask John, and with round one kind of being crazy, what can we expect in round two here? We got the Blue Jackets and the Bruins, we got Stars and the Blues, and we got numerous other teams. But what are you looking for here in round two?
Well, that's an interesting question based on what we saw in the first round. If you think about what we saw in the first round, we're looking at some more upsets. But I think what's intriguing here is we've got a lot of matchups in the second round that we did not foresee being matchups when the playoffs started. I don't think too many people thought that Tampa Bay would not be in the next round. Most people thought Washington would be there. Calgary played very well throughout the regular season, came up flat in the playoffs. I think we've got a lot of teams playing in the second round that, quite frankly, we didn't expect to be there. And all of a sudden, we have some teams that were sort of maybe second-tier teams that all of a sudden have a home ice advantage going forward, and that's going to help them. And I'm thinking San Jose and Boston here as those two particular teams. But one of the things that we continue to see is the emergence of road teams winning playoff games. And it's been a trend in recent years. We've talked about this a number of times, primarily because of the fact that most of the rinks are now the same. Home ice advantage is not what it really used to be. And I just think we're going to see some very close series. I think the Islanders were a bit of a shock losing Game 1 to Carolina the other night in overtime. But the way that Carolina handled Washington after being down 0-2, won that game in overtime in Game 7 to get to the second round. I think we're now down to the fact that we've got eight very good teams left, and I think we're going to see some very good hockey, and a lot of these series are going to be very close.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking NHL hockey playoffs currently. Avalanche and Sharks going at it a little bit later. The Sharks are up 1-0. Hurricanes and Islanders, you were talking a little bit about them. They're up 1-0. The Hurricanes are. They win that first game 1-0 in overtime. They're coming off of an overtime victory. Sometimes momentum has a way of carrying a team. Could you see that momentum being carried by the Hurricanes and just shocking the hockey world?
That's an interesting question because, I mean, we come back here to the old story of rust versus rest. And, you know, it's a situation where the Islanders were, I believe, 9 days between games, whereas the Hurricanes were two. And to your point, running off adrenaline, I think that was the time for the Hurricanes to go into New York and take that one game that they need to take the series. I don't think that's going to be over quickly. I suspect the Islanders will win this afternoon, and it would never surprise me to see that tied at two games each after four games, and we're looking at a six, maybe a seven-game series. I think the Islanders are still a very strong team. They gave up the least goals in the league this year. We all know that defense helps win championships. They only gave up one goal in that first game to Carolina. So, you know, all is not lost. It's not like they lost 7-1 or 6-1 or 8-2 or anything silly like that. They're still very much in this series. And New York actually thought they had a goal early in that game that was disallowed for goaltender interference. So those teams are pretty even. I think Carolina's got a heck of a chance to win it. But if you were asking me who I thought would win this afternoon, I think the Islanders will come back and tie that series.
You know, we talked about the Vegas Knights and the San Jose Shark issue, and those refs are not going to officiate the second round. Is that the right call by the NHL, not having those refs officiate the second round?
Oh, very much so. You always have to pair your officiating crew as you go from round to round in any sport. It should be done on performance. It should not be done on seniority. This was clearly a situation where four guys made a mistake collectively. Whether one guy took the lead or whether it was a majority vote, we don't know. Interestingly, one of the referees in that San Jose game was also one of the referees in the second game of the Boston-Toronto series, and we know how badly that game got out of hand. That was the issue with Nazem Kadri and that nasty cross-check. So, you know, it's puzzling that these guys are good enough that they were selected to do the postseason and then would make a mistake like that. I know it looks different in live, real time. I had the opportunity to watch it several times in slow-mo, and there was clearly, at the very most, it should have been a two-minute minor. There's no way that penalty should have been a major penalty. And, you know, I got to sit back and think Vegas were robbed, quite frankly.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking NHL hockey right now. Hey, so let me ask you this, and I think that's a great point about what you said, that they shouldn't be playing or they shouldn't be officiating this round. And, you know, you go through these things round by round, game by game, and they're individually as well as judged on as a group. So what they did collectively deserves them not being in this round, and I wouldn't be disappointed not to see them back for the whole postseason, to be honest with you. All right, John, so with the teams that are here, and that's what's left now, because, like you said, pretty shocking, who's your new favorite moving forward, and who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Well, if you base it off regular season records and you base it off the way that the team is built, you got to think the Boston Bruins have got an awfully good chance. There's a window opened up for them with Tampa Bay being out. A second window opened up with them for them with Washington being out, and Pittsburgh is also tough, and of course they're gone. So looking at the Eastern Conference, I'd have to say right now that probably top to bottom, Boston is the best team if they come out and play their game every night. Looking at it from a Western Conference perspective, I think St. Louis and Dallas is going to be a very tough series. That's not going to be easy for whoever comes out of that series. And I guess you could say the same for the San Jose series as well. But quite frankly, I think San Jose is probably a little bit better team, a little bit more seasoned team, a little bit more balanced team than the Colorado Avalanche. Although Colorado have three or four good players, they have good goaltending, they're very capable of pulling an upset too. But I got to think that San Jose and Boston probably, in my mind anyway, based on what I see today, would be the favorites. But if you'd have asked me who was going to be the favorite after the regular season ended, I don't think anybody would have suggested that some of these teams would even be still in this tournament. So it's a little bit of a crapshoot, but based on what we know so far, Boston and San Jose, to me, look like the teams with the easier routes to the final.
Sounds like the playoffs to me, man, which is great when we don't have a clear-cut deciding team that we think is going to be there. I think it's awesome, man. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. When we come back, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and we're definitely going to talk about Christian Yelich, how he's lighting up the Major League Baseball right now, home run-wise anyways. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, our professor of sports, John Poulter, and me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Number six, Eric Johnson. Scores! Sneaks through Grubauer into Orleans, and the Flames on the power play take a 1-0 lead.
Brendan Dillon will keep it in. Kane in behind the net, centered it, and back to the line where Eric Carlson ran into Max Pacioretty. Here's Stone with Pacioretty, 2-on-2. Stone lays it off, Pacioretty, shot, and he scores! They do it again! 1-11 into the game!
Here's Wiener with a burst of speed. Blake Wiener coming in, cuts back, follow up, shot saved by Bennington. Out in front, they score! Kyle Connor wins it, and this series is tied!
Marchand across, Pastrnak scores, the second of the period.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you.
Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Two and zero to Christian Yelich,
and a shot in the box center field. The game is tied. Gamble's in. Here comes Kane. Rounding third. Relay. Brewers win. Brewers win. The MVP does it again.
Nicholas throws. Fly ball center field. Bader back at the track, and it is gone. His first of the year, and he gives the Brewers a 4-3 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And Puig is gotten away. He's gotten away. Tucker Barnhart now. And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince. And now it starts over again.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. Just got done talking NHL playoff hockey, and now obviously going to switch gears, talk a little Major League Baseball. And you know what? Since Scott served it up for me like that, I got to go with it. Christian Yelich, man, unbelievable start to the season. 14 home runs, got his first on the road against the Mets the other day. 13 at home, one now on the road, 14 on the season. Brewers not playing great. They're kind of up and down, man. They're all over the place right now. But at the end of the day, Christian Yelich still looking like the MVP from last year, playing incredible baseball to start out the season, keeping the Brewers in the mix. What can you say about Christian Yelich and his performance thus far, John?
Well, a couple of things. I guess with all due respect to Yelich, Cody Bellinger's not really all that far behind him. He's got 13 home runs and 33 RBIs compared to Yelich's 14 and 34. So there's a couple of guys having real good seasons. But Yelich, probably the guy with the pressure on him because he's the reigning MVP. And I was looking at the stats this morning thinking that because this guy was a Brewer and he was having a good season, you might just mention his name. And he's got seven of those home runs in five games against the Cardinals, and he's got the other seven in 23 games against the other teams in the league. So I guess if we ever see a petition that the Brewers want to play the Cardinals 162 games a year, we can probably figure that that request came from Christian Yelich.
Absolutely, no, 100%. But in general, he's had a great start to his finish of last year, what the Brewers did last year. They're struggling, though. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. They're struggling a little bit. Their pitching seems to be a little bit up and down. Hader's great, obviously, but what do you think? Are they gonna have to make a move, or what are they gonna do to be able to keep that pitching rotation solid all year long?
Well, I saw that they signed Gio Gonzalez this week after he did not get promoted to the Yankees by the cutoff date in the contract that he signed. I don't know, it was in spring training or at the end of spring training. I think it was at the end of spring training. It was one of those deals where it was a minor league deal with an option that if he wasn't on a major league roster by a certain date, and I guess that date must have been the 26th or the 27th because he was released right on the day, he was a free agent. I think it's a good move for Gonzalez. I think it's a good move for the Brewers. We've talked about the Brewers' probable weakness for the last couple of years has been the depth of that starting rotation. And I sit back and look at what the Brewers did last year, and they had a great season, and I wonder if they had that one more good starting pitcher, if that might have been enough to put them over the hump, because quite frankly it's an excellent team. I mean, the bullpen is good, although you can't use Hader every day, which I obviously they would like to do, but they can't. It's a good team defensively. It's a good team from a batting standpoint. There's certainly power there, and as long as Yelich is in the lineup, you're never going to have too many dry spells. It's a well-managed team. So I think that probably the one weakness that the Brewers have, and we've talked about this a couple of times over the last couple of years, it's in the depth of that starting rotation. And if you know, you're asking me, do they need to make a move? Yes, I think they do. I think Gonzalez is a part of that, but with all due respect to Gonzalez, I don't think he's 100% the answer. I think they got to go out and get somebody else, and we may see that happen before the trade deadline if they're still in this race. But to your point, they are somewhat inconsistent. I think they're 8-6 at home, 7-7 on the road, and whichever way you slice that, it kind of smells of inconsistency. They got to keep the Cardinals in their sights. The Cardinals starting to play well now, 16-10, a two-game lead over the Brewers in that Central Division. So it's going to be tough for them, but they've certainly got the core there. But, yeah, I think they do need to add something, and I think that something is still starting pitching, Andy.
Hey, John, yeah, this week the Cubbies were in town here in Phoenix playing. Oh, I mean, they're in town right now, and I went to the game on Friday night. And, you know, everybody knows there's talent just oozing all over the Cubs in terms of their hitting lineup and stuff. And but that pitching, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to solve that problem or not. I mean, Hendricks was on the mound the other night. We were watching him, and it just seems like he was serving up batting practice for the Diamondbacks, and Adam Jones and Peralta were just jumping over everything. I mean, is that really what it comes down to for the Cubs in terms of success this year, is that pitching staff?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, Mike. You know, clearly they overspent on Darvish. I think he's probably long-term. He's probably not a bad investment, but he's got to stay healthy. And in the year and change he's been with the Cubs, he hasn't been all that healthy, and we did see some warts in his game in the postseason. The last time he was in the postseason with the Dodgers a couple of years ago, I don't know whether somebody was reading his pitches, but there was a terrible fall off between his regular season performance and his postseason performance when he was with the Dodgers. I got to think the Cubs have got the same problems that Milwaukee does in terms of pitching. The issue there is that we all think of Chicago as a big market, free-spending team, but they've sort of indicated over the last year and a half that they don't really want to spend a whole bunch more money. They've got a bunch of guys there that are making big money. They've got a lot of stars that they have to look at signing long-term, keep in the fold. Haywood's been a little bit of a bust in terms of the contract that he signed, so that's a little bit of an albatross around their neck. John Lester's making big money. I think this is, I wouldn't say it's a transition year for the Cubs, but I think it's certainly a proving year for the Cubs. And they're in a pretty strong division. The Cardinals and the Brewers, as we've chatted, two very strong teams. I don't see the Pirates and the Reds giving the Cubs an awful lot of trouble, but I think the Cubs are going to be in tough to hang with the Brewers and the Cardinals all season, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking Major League Baseball. Hey, before we let you run, we got to flip over, talk American League real quickly. The New York Yankees have had all kinds of injuries, but you know what? They're right there. They're at 16-11 right now, which I find to be pretty impressive considering all the injuries that they've gone through so far. Only a game and a half back of the Rays right now. The Sox still continue to struggle a little bit, but we know how quickly, you know, a 6.5 game can be erased real quickly. But truth be told, Tampa Bay playing much better than anybody would have expected, probably having that best record in all of Major League Baseball. Your thoughts about the American League in general, because the Mariners are playing well, the Rays are playing well, and then it's kind of like, who else is there?
Well, looking at the American League East quickly, Tampa Bay starting to come back to the pack, 5-5, only a game and a half up on the Yankees now, who are 8-2 in their last 10. Yankees got almost an all-star team on the disabled list, so kudos to them for doing what they've done. Red Sox aren't going to be a 500 ball club or less than 500 ball club all season. American League Central is pretty tight. That's really kind of an open division in my mind between the Twins and the Indians. I can see both of those teams. Everybody in the American League West this week had a losing record. The best record in the division was in the last 10 is 5-5 with Seattle. So that's starting to tighten up too, but still I still say look out for the Houston Astros.
Absolutely. John, as always, a true pleasure talking with you. Have a beautiful Sunday. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoffs, breaking down Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, we'll get into the NFL draft. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Doing good work even when he doesn't know it. And a fly ball hit back with a deep right field. Number four for Kristen Yelich.
Goldschmidt with a drive. Out to deep left. At the wall. Gone. Paul Goldschmidt. Number six.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Second pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That might have been my first pick overall. Maybe even Quinnen Williams. Maybe even somebody else, to be quite honest with you. But the Arizona Cardinals, once again, take another quarterback. The year after, they traded up to get Josh Rosen in last year's draft, if you don't recall. I'm sorry, but I'm scratching my head once again about what the Arizona Cardinals are, what they're doing, what they're thinking. As far as I'm concerned, you're starting all over again with a new quarterback, and you didn't have to do that, but you want this guy to run this specific, particular offense, and you think this is the best guy to do it. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say, man. Good luck. Where's your O-line? This dude's going to be running for his life once again, man. And the only difference is he's better equipped to do it because he's got better wheels, but therefore he could take shots downfield. I'm scratching my head once again, Mike Wilson, about what the Arizona Cardinals did and how they try to go about justifying it. I don't know if you happen to catch that special that they had on last night, like in the locker room nonsense BS, where they're trying to sell you on how they went about the draft and everything that they're doing moving forward and saying that they want to win this year. This is another 3-win team, if you ask me, in my humble opinion, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it is a head-scratcher. You look at how just the team is run from the top down, and that'll tell you everything. I mean, ever since I've been in the desert, it's just been one kind of cluster, you know what, after another in terms of coaches, people in the front office, players that they draft. I mean, you know, for fans in the Valley of the Sun down here, who really do want a winner. They want to root for the Cardinals, but the Cardinals do make it so incredibly tough for the fans of Phoenix and of Arizona to really kind of really, really get behind this team, because it just seems for every step forward, there's like six steps they go back. And to go from Rosen to Kyler Murray, I wish Josh Rosen nothing but the best going down to Miami. I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan, and the Dolphins were going to probably draft him last year until the Cardinals traded up to get him. So, you know, good luck to Josh down there, fins up, you know, the whole thing. But my whole thing comes down to the Kingsbury hire. This guy didn't even win in college. Like, so what is he doing with one of the 32 jobs in the NFL? I mean, he's given me no reason to believe that he's going to win at the NFL level based on what he did at Texas Tech. So it is a head scratcher for sure. I'm right there with you. We go from a quarterback that's 6'4 to a quarterback that is, you know, 5'9 on a good day. And, you know, we'll see how well this works. And you alluded to it, that, you know, he can get out of trouble by using his wheels, but now he's going up against NFL players, the best of the best, and all it takes is one of those linebackers to go, come here, little boy, and just to lay the lick on him, and, you know, and then it's maybe done for Kyler Murray for the season, depending on how hard he gets hit. I mean, it's just a head-scratcher, man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And again, you didn't catch the in the locker room
thing.
No,
I didn't see it. No.
You know, listening to Bidwell talk, listening to people around this organization, it's not pretty, man. I'm sorry, but Steve Keim has basically put his fate in the hands of Cliff Kingsbury. And if this doesn't go well for Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals, well, Steve Keim is out of a job. And you know what? Maybe he should have been out of a job already when you really think about it. So at the end of the day, maybe this is just what they deserve, man. Another year of what the hell did we think we were doing in the draft? And you were really high on Josh. I know you were. And I wasn't necessarily as high on Josh as you were, but you traded up to get this guy in last year's draft. Has anybody ever gone two quarterbacks in a row? Like the only team I can think of that makes mistakes like this is the Cleveland Browns. We're the new Cleveland Browns here in Arizona, man.
Right. Right. I mean, and you gave up on, you went two coaches in a row as well. I mean, you know, you didn't give that guy much of a chance. And now I'm just curious to see if this goes south this year. Do they give this coach a second chance and let him coach a second season? I mean, it's just one of those things. And I would tend to agree with you in terms of us being the new Cleveland Browns or the Detroit Lions or someone that's, you know, an organization that's just not run well. And, you know, Kyler Murray's stepping into something that, you know, he's not fully aware of yet, but he will be. And he's going to be running for his life. Like you said, that offensive line is just putrid. And I don't know what has to be done, if it's a talent thing, if it's a scheme thing, you know, whatever it is, it's Kyler better have, you know, full medical insurance ready to go and up to date when he steps behind that line here in a few weeks.
Look, at the end of the day, man, it's so mind-boggling. It's so head-scratching that all you can do is laugh. I'm sorry, but that's all you can do. You've got to laugh about it. Everywhere around the country, nationally, people are laughing at the Arizona Cardinals, and it is a joke of an organization right now. There's no way that they're going to turn this thing around in a year. They're not going to turn it around with a rookie quarterback, learning a new system, learning how to play in the NFL, and all the other things that we talked about. This is another disaster season for the Arizona Cardinals, no matter how we slice it. I would say that at the high, they can win 5 or 6 games. So, and realistically, you're looking at another 3-4 win season. So, This is as bad as it gets 2 years in a row. And they've also set the precedence, like you've kind of alluded to. You know, you fired your first year coach last year. If Cliff Kingsbury goes out there and struggles and fails, again, what is failure at this point here in Arizona? Because I don't know at this point. They thought what Steve Wilks did was failure. Well, if it happens again this year and you give Cliff Kingsbury another year, I guess I just don't understand what they're doing. So it's a head scratcher all the way around. Let's talk about some other picks. Let's get my next head scratcher. Daniel Jones to the New York Football Giants, the kid out of Duke who couldn't beat anybody. Let's be honest, man. And another serious head scratcher here for the New York Football Giants, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody had Jones pegged maybe, you know, middle to late first round. I mean, that's just kind of – and it tells you a guy like Jones, and he's pegged to still be in the first round, just kind of maybe how weak this quarterback class really was in this year's draft. But to take him at 6 is such a stretch. And you know, I mean, I know you've been paying attention to what, you know, different fan bases are reacting, how they're reacting to, their team's draft picks. And it is safe to say that the New York Football Giants fan base is none too happy, with their team in drafting a kid like that, that high. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you just scratch your head and go, thank God that's not my team.
You know, it's really hard to say who winners and losers are, at least at this point. You know, it's just, it's right. A name. It's a name right now versus actual performance-based, right? So, in your humble opinion, on paper and based on the names that they picked, what team do you like? Who had a really good draft, in your opinion?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think Pittsburgh did great. I mean, they traded up from 20. They swapped spots with Denver to pick the kid up from to pick Bush up from University of Michigan. I thought that was a good move for them because they need somebody that can take Ryan Shazier's spot. I mean, that's just been a sore spot in the defense for them ever since he got hurt. I think they addressed that. I think Miami. I think Miami did well getting one of those defensive tackles, defensive ends from Clemson. And what can you say about Clemson's program right now? They got guys being drafted all over the board in this draft. But once again, I think Miami did well. You know, it's one of those things where we won't see just how well they draft these teams drafted until couple years down the road. So that it makes it tough. I mean, what do you think? I mean, what do you think about your Packers and what they did?
I'm okay with it. I think they did fine. Yeah. And by the way, the defensive tackle from Clemson, Christian Wilkins is his name, that the Dolphins picked up there early in the first round. Look, man, look, you know me, bro. I'm not really that into the draft. However, with that being said, like, I found myself watching a little bit more of this draft than usual, and there were a couple of reasons for it. First and foremost, I wanted to see that I was going to be right about what the Cardinals were going to do. But there were also some local kids here that were being – had the potential to be drafted. Mm-hmm. You know, Ryan Finley, who played at Paradise Valley High School, that kid got drafted 104th from the Cincinnati Bengals. There was another kid from PV that got drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals as well. Do you know that kid's name?
No, it escapes me right now, but the big one that comes to mind is Byron Murphy and N'Keal Harry. Those two kids.
Well, that's at Arizona State. And, you know, you were mentioning who did well in this draft. I think the Patriots did well to get N'Keal Harry at 32 in this draft, man. I mean, I'm sorry, but that we saw this kid up close and personal. You want to talk about a freak of nature in the best possible way? N'Keal Harry is a freak of nature. And think about it. That dude is going to be catching passes from Tom Brady? Are you kidding me? Like, when I saw that pick, I said to myself, wow. Bill Belichick did it once again. He picks up this great talent from Arizona State University, and he's going to give him a great quarterback to throw to him right away. To me, that was like the pick of the first round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tom Brady likes to throw that back shoulder fade on the sideline, and N'Keal Harry, like, that's his pass. That's what he likes to do. And he's big. He's 6'3", 6'4". He's 225, 230 pounds. He's a big physical specimen. I mean, like you said, you and I have seen this kid up close, like stood next to him, talked to him after Sun Devil games. And he is an absolute beast of a guy. And the other thing is he's an absolute beast of a guy off the field. He is one of the nicest guys that you can ever talk to.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he does. I'll definitely be following N'Keal Harry's career because I love that kid. He's such a freak of nature, such a great wide receiver. We'll get into more, obviously. We got to come back and wrap up hour number one. It's absolutely flown by, but hour number two is going to be full of NFL draft talk, NBA stuff. We've got you covered, people. Trust me. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Every possession counts in this game. Kyler Murray knows that. Marquise Brown, touchdown! 51 to the house.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We need to do pretty much everything better. Just not good enough in any area.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How about that?
That's definitely something we can use out here, Mike Wilson, in the Valley of the Sun, the desert. So hot. It's already reached 100, to be honest with you, already in the Valley of the Sun. And we're not even in May yet, people. Welcome back, Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to talk about. Hour number one is basically in the books right now. Mike, believe me, hour number two, we'll continue talking about that draft a little bit. We'll definitely talk some NBA hoops, huge matchups in round two. I don't think we could have asked for any better matchups. I think we've got the final eight teams are exactly who we want to have in each side. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, personally, I had San Antonio winning that Denver series. But, yeah, no, this is going to be great. All my family back in Portland are looking forward to the second-round matchup with the Nuggets. They're feeling pretty confident. You know, it's Damian Lillard time up in the Northwest right now. And, you know, you and I got our grudge match going here in about an hour with the Bucks and the Celtics, which I think whoever comes out of this wins the East. I really do.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Toronto did look pretty damn good in game one against Philadelphia. And if Kawhi Leonard's going to play like that, they're going to be tough for anybody to beat. Lowry looked good. They're that other guy, Sikkim or whatever his name is. It escapes me right now, but I'll look it up in a moment. He's playing phenomenal, too. So they've got a three-headed monster right now that's just really, really tough. So Don't count Toronto out. That's a good basketball team. And right now, I think people are happy that DeMar DeRozan is not with them and he's with San Antonio, because San Antonio's out, Toronto's still in. Speaking of that, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Get the heck out of here. Hour number one in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on
Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, maybe even good evening to people. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in this hour, from NBA basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball. We've got the NFL draft to talk about. We've got NHL hockey playoffs to talk about. Man, oh man, we got a ton to talk about when it comes to the sports world. Mike Wilson, welcome back. Hour number two, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling really good, man. I got more. Let's talk NBA. Let's talk some more draft, man, because it's just what it is right now, man. It's just about those two things.
Yeah, man, it's that time of year, man, where the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics are used to being foes in the playoffs. And you know what? I remember the battles early in the 70s and the 80s growing up as a kid, and it always makes me think back to those days of Bird and Mikal and DJ and Ainge and Parrish, you name it, man. I remember those Celtic teams like the back of my hand, bro. So you know what? NBA basketball playoffs in full throttle. We got a couple good games to talk about that'll be happening, like you said, in just a little bit. Those Milwaukee Bucks and Boston Celtics start at 10 o'clock a.m. our time here in the Pacific. So, wow, man, it's literally right around the corner. But so much to get into this hour. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh, yeah. Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422. Code 4422. Enjoy.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million. No hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
And the clock will hit triple zeros, and it is done. Nothing pretty except the outcome. The Celtics strike first in the best of seven. They beat the Pacers in game one, 84-74. Kyrie behind the back shovel for Al Horford, drawing some moves and eyes, but Joseph right on him. Horford moves to Kyrie against Sabonis. Gets the hand down, quick three, got it.
Ooh. Man, that's nasty. And he turned over and spoke to somebody.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Boston, Milwaukee brings a lot of memories back to me growing up as a child in the great state of Wisconsin. Great times, man. Great times with those teams. Terry Cummings, Sidney Moncrief, Paul Pressey, Ricky Pierce, Jack Sikma, Paul Mulkeski, Randy Brewer, Marcus Johnson. Oh, man, I could just keep going on. Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters. I could give you the history lesson if you want, people. Trust me. But it's back, and it's cool to see Boston and Milwaukee going back at it once again. Boston got the better of them last year, winning in seven. Both those teams were able to win on their home floor every time last year. And you know what? The difference was having that home court advantage. Well, this year, the Milwaukee Bucks, best record in all of the NBA, have that advantage. So they'll have to rely heavily on that. But something that I think plays a huge factor in this, Mike, no Malcolm Brogdon, the president, at least for games one and two. And here's the deal. If you've been paying attention to this whole situation, plantar fasciitis, the prognosis is somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks for him to be out. Well, he's in that seventh week right now, okay? So he's right on the timeline. Games one and game two are going to happen. He's going to be out. But I fully expect him that he could be ready for game three and four and moving on in the playoffs. So if you're worried about the timeline, if you're worried about Malcolm Brogdon, he's right in the timeline, people. So don't get caught speeding. Don't get worried too much. He's right in the timeline of that 6 to 8 week period. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, you're exactly right. I mean, I remember I was in the car coming back from Vegas from the Pac-12 basketball tournament, and they were talking about Brogdon and his injury, and I'm like, ooh, that's going to set him back. But he's about right on time, like he said, with his return. And when he returns, that's a big bonus that's going to be for the Bucks there, having Brogdon back. Because he's such a solid player as it is. So we'll see how it is. You know, the Bucks aren't just going to throw him back in there. I mean, they got to kind of ease him back into this so they don't exactly re-aggravate anything, but just having Brogdon available for the Bucks moving forward, probably around game three, game four, is going to be huge for them. So, you know, the Celtics got to take care of stuff here. I mean, last year, I think the big difference between the two teams was in the coaching. I think the Celtics had the better coach last year, and that helped them down the stretch, take the Bucks out in seven games. This year, Budenholzer, you know, coaching the Bucks. I mean, Budenholzer is my coach of the year. That's an easy call for me. But, you know, I think everything is about as even as you can get with this series, with the only difference this year, the Bucks have home court advantage. So we got to see who's going to break through first on the road between these two teams. But it's certainly, you know, appointment television. I mean, get your popcorn, get your soda, kick your feet up, and enjoy two teams that are going to go at each other really, really hard.
I think both these games today are appointment television. You got Boston and Milwaukee going at it first at 10 o'clock our time in the Pacific time zone, obviously. But, it's Mountain Time, actually. And then Houston and Golden State going at it at 12:30 Mountain Time. So, look, these are four teams that could easily be playing in the NBA Finals. So if you're not knowing, then you better know. These are going to be great games. Let me just say this. We talked about Brogdon. We talked about that injury. There is an injury on Boston as well, and that's Marcus Smart. So him not being in there, what does that do to them? Does that change their chemistry? Does it, and you know, you talked about last year a little bit. and the difference being that the Bucks have home court advantage this year. And look, Tatum came into his own. Jaylen Brown came into his own. Those were guys that really stepped up and made a name for themselves in the playoffs last year. Rozier made a name for himself. You know, he's been awfully quiet when you think about it. Just there's a lot of good players on Boston, man. And I think the difference with Milwaukee this year, there's another difference other than the fact that they have the home court advantage. They've got different players, man. I mean, I know that a lot of the players are the same, but you add Miracic into this mix. You put Brook Lopez in this mix. You put a lot. DJ Wilson's now playing for the Bucks, so there's guys that are playing a lot more minutes and a heavier role. You know, Bledsoe's more comfortable. I think the Bucks are better. I guess is really my point. I really think the Bucks are better than they were last year when they played Boston in first round.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, I mean that's a no joke thing right there. They are better, and they proved it this year. I mean, Boston's going to have to. Everybody's going to have to go to boards because when you got the freak in there, you got Lopez. You got some guys that'll crash the boards. That'll make things tough because of their length, because of their height. Boston's not necessarily big. They are positionless basketball at its best. I mean, they got a bunch of guys that are interchangeable. They're long. They got a lot of, you know, their wing guys are long. They can play defense. So it's going to be interesting for me to see how the Celtics attack the boards, who's guarding who, what do they do with the freak? Do they try and double team him? Or is it let the freak score but shut everybody else down type of thing? So the defensive scheming for Boston is going to be something to watch for. And then just the matching of the wits between Brad Stevens and Budenholzer, man. I mean, that's going to be popcorn soda pop kind of thing to watch as well. So this is going to be great. And then, like you were saying, the Golden State Houston series. I mean, come on. I mean, there's not one person that doesn't want to see that. And you got to keep this in mind as well. And you alluded to it. It's only the semifinals of the conference. I mean, we're not to the conference finals anymore. And we got two matchups in each conference that are just should be crazy good. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm just flat out excited for both the Western Conference semis and the Eastern Conference semis for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, these are matchups that we wanted to get. I think the only disappointment might be is that they're in the semifinals, like you said, and it's not the conference, you know, championship right. Where the winner winds up going to the NBA finals. Let me go back to the Bucks and Celtics real quick, okay, because you got a lot of interesting matchups, and you talked about Giannis and how do they guard him. Well, if I remember correctly, Al Horford was a handful for Giannis last year. And I think that what's really going to be interesting is to see the growth from Giannis from last year to this year and how well he's able to actually defend Al Horford. Because truth be told, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way that Brook Lopez is going to be able to hang with Al Horford. So it becomes more on Giannis to go out there and defend in that pick and roll situation. And he's going to have to be playing Al Horford a little bit more. You know, I think you'll see Brook Lopez guarding Morris at times. I think it'll be interesting. Maybe even Jaylen Brown. I just think that Al Horford is such a tough matchup for the Milwaukee Bucks. How do they go about it? Does Giannis have the tools this year that he didn't have last year to better equip him to play him? I think there's a lot of really interesting matchups. Jaylen Brown, you know, Rozier got the best of Bledsoe last year, but Bledsoe is a different player this year. Does Bledsoe get the better of him and Kyrie? Like, how does that all turn out? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many great matchups in this matchup between the Bucks and the Celtics, Mike. I can't wait, dude. The next 39 minutes are going to go by incredibly slow for me. So, anyways, we got to take another pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back. We'll continue rapping about the NBA because It's obviously on Mike's mind. It's obviously on my mind. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
That's a lot of points.
Yep.
Chris Paul off the floor. Black shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Quint Capella.
Lost it through his legs. Scooped up by Irving. Irving ahead. Extra feed. Oh, a special delivery. Brown to Tatum on a rack attack.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Burks, intercepted by Green.
Tatum made 8 3-pointers in the 7-game series against Milwaukee. 14 points here in game one. Redick gives it back, and Simmons with the left-handed throwdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You know, we talked a moment about Toronto and Philadelphia. Toronto got game one, 108-95, but Kawhi Leonard was off the hook, man. 16 of 23 from the floor, 45 points, 11 rebounds, a couple assists, a couple of steals, a block. The guy was all over. He was incredible. Had a great performance. The other guy Sakim is his name, I believe, if that's the correct pronunciation. But 12 of 15 was this kid from the field, okay? 3 of 4 from the three-point line. And that to me is where this guy has really improved his game, can really shoot the three ball, can shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor, gives you a little bit of everything, rebounding, you name it. He gives you everything. 29 points, though, was huge. Kyle Lowry, whether you think the guy's good or not, he's a little small. He's a little bit. I think at nights he's kind of a defensive liability to a point. But you know what? They were plus 25 with him on the floor, Mike. And you know what? He played 38 minutes. He had a solid game with 8 assists, but only 9 points. I think they're going to need more from him. But when you get 45 and 29 from two guys, it makes it a little bit easier for the rest of the team. But I'm telling you right now, I think Toronto is a very good basketball team, and they seem to be getting better as time goes, Mike.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with that with Pascal Siakam. I mean, look, he was efficient as you-know-what last night. He got 29 points on 12 for 15 shooting. He was in and around the basket. He's an active body. And then when you put that with Kawhi going off for 45 and doing what he does on both ends of the floor with Kawhi Leonard, you got a 1-2 punch there. And like you said, Lowry, when you put him in the mix, you know, you got a three-headed monster there that, you know, can go off at any point. And you're exactly right with they are a very good basketball team that only seems to be getting better. And guess what? It's the playoffs, so this is the perfect time to be getting better each and every game. So, yeah, as much as you and I, you know, personally like both Boston and Milwaukee, there's that team, We the North, that is just kind of hiding out up there in Toronto, and they're going to be a handful for whoever has to play them in the next round.
You know, I'm looking at the box scores, and both of these teams did a really good job of playing a lot of players. You know, their key guys are playing in the heavy 30-minute range. You know, Tobias Harris is up to 38 minutes. Butler played 38 minutes. J.J. Redick a little bit over 30, 32 minutes. Simmons played 34. Embiid played 30 minutes. I think that's something to watch there. On the other side, Sakim plays 35. Leonard plays 38. Lowry plays 38 minutes. But again, if you look at what I'm just going to make this point. I'm going to go back to the Milwaukee Bucks. If you look at what Budenholzer's been able to do, even in the playoffs, he's not playing those guys heavily, you know, in the 30s. Like, Giannis played like 28 minutes a game in that first round, and he was getting those numbers in a very short amount of time. And to be honest with you, if you look at what he did all season long compared to what James Harden did all season long, Giannis did it in 5 less minutes every single night on the court. So there's something about being efficient, but there's also something about managing these guys' minutes and knowing how to play these key guys in stretches in the playoffs and to not overdo it with these guys. So I think you got to watch the minutes played by these starters is what I'm really trying to say, and keep a close eye on it. If they have to, like, why did Kawhi Leonard have to play 38 minutes when they were pretty much dominating this basketball game? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there's something to be said for the way that Budenholzer has been able to manage everybody's minutes, and we'll see if it plays dividends here moving on in the playoffs, whereas some of these teams that have smaller rotations, like Houston, that guy Mike D'Antoni only plays 7 or 8 guys, so sooner or later those guys get tired, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And D'Antoni plays 8 guys at most. I mean, I think it's more of a 7-man rotation in Houston. But you know, you talk about the Bucks, you know, and being efficient with the minutes. I mean, one of the factors, certainly in the first round, is they were playing the JV squad up there in Detroit. I mean, Detroit's, just, you know, they just weren't very good. They didn't have enough talent. They don't really have anything up there. besides that big guy in the middle. But, you know, it'll be interesting, but it also tells me this about Milwaukee. I mean, and you know this. I mean, this is no shock to the system here, but Milwaukee has depth. And when you got depth, you know, the minutes for your starters can come down. Boston has great depth. They don't play, you know, I think the minutes played are, you know, somewhere around what Milwaukee plays, because, you know, Boston, Celtics and the Bucks have something that most teams would absolutely love to have, and it's depth. They can put in multiple guys without losing too much not going without too much of a drop off. So it's, once again, man, I mean, this Celtics and Bucks thing is just going to be fun to watch. And I hate that we're not talking about Golden State and Houston as much right now. But, man, I mean, the matchup is just going to be sick. It's just going to be crazy.
Well, and we are. I mean, we're basically just talking about all of them. And I do want to switch over now to talk a little bit more about Houston and Golden State. And when you think about this matchup, I mean – it's a juggernaut, right? I mean, it's a great matchup of, you know, how do you stop James Harden, the one man wrecking crew, and what he does on that offensive side of the ball with Houston. And then on the other side, Golden State, they're actually coming into this series a little bit banged up. I mean, we didn't talk about the Clipper Golden State series at all, but I'll tell you what, the Golden State won that series. But I hate to say it, the Clippers won that series too, man. Forcing six games against Golden State was a win from the Clippers. And I'll tell you what it also does. It's a huge selling point for the Clippers next year moving forward. This is a quality team, and they don't even have any damn superstars, Mike. So you put a couple of superstars on this team, look out, the Clippers could be somebody to be reckoned with in the near future, but we're not giving them enough credit with the way that they were able to play Golden State. They were, I think that Steve Kerr or somebody said it, that they're like a cockroach. They just don't go away. You know, they keep bothering you. They're very pesky. They're pesky. They get at you. And they did a great job of getting under the skin of the Golden State Warriors. And yeah, the Golden State Warriors wound up winning that. We knew they would. But at the end of the day, the Clippers played them a lot better than anybody expected. Will that help Houston beat the Golden State Warriors because they're coming into this thing a little banged up?
It could. I mean, it's easy to see how it could, but I expect this to go seven games. I expect Golden State to win this. I think all the games are going to be reasonably close, if not extremely close, even with maybe a game or two that goes into overtime. But let's face it, I mean, Houston was designed to beat Golden State. I mean, all the things, the decisions in the front office that have been made the past few years have been designed to take the Warriors out. So now they got their shot, and let's see what they can do with it. Let's just hope everybody, you know, like you said, I mean, the Splash Brothers are a bit banged up with their ankle injuries, and it looks like Clay's ankle injury is a little bit more serious than people thought, but let's hope he can get in there and try and make a difference, because, you know, last year, I mean, we all know that the Rockets were, you know, a quarter away from sending the Golden State Warriors home. Now that everybody's reasonably healthy, let's see if Golden State can withstand it, and let's see if Houston can finish, you know, what they didn't finish last year.
Yeah, both those guys day to day, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and I would think that it would have to be something pretty big to keep either one of those guys out of Game One against Houston, right, in the semifinals of the Western Conference. So expect those guys to play. Expect to get great efforts from everybody. And you know what? Like you said, I agree. I think both of these series are going to be great. We do need to talk about the other series a little bit too. So we'll do that on the other side, and we'll get into some other things as well. But NBA basketball, man, the playoffs, they're here, people. And if you can't tell, Mike Wilson and I are very excited about them. He's a Celtic fan. I'm a Bucks fan. This is going to be a lot of fun. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll continue with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Raptors will likely just dribble this out. 9 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Pounding the ball into the floor, CJ Miles. As the Raptors come to the Bay Area and pick up the victory for the first time since 2004.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, baby. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still kind of going on. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, we told you about the Bucks playing Boston. We told you about Houston playing Golden State. There's a couple of other series that are taking place. You've got the Raptors and the Sixers. You've also got the Blazers and the Nuggets, right? And the Sixers and the Raptors, they've already gotten it started. Kawhi Leonard had that huge game, 45 points. They get game one, 108-95. Trailblazers and Nuggets, both these teams got here in different ways, Mike. You know, the Blazers had an easy series with Oklahoma City, and the Nuggets had a tough one with San Antonio, okay? So the Blazers and Dame, like you said, man, it's Dame time all the time, and especially in the playoffs. The Nuggets, this is an up-and-coming team that, in a weird way, I said they would get through. You said San Antonio. I said the Nuggets would probably win in seven, and it wound up being that way. But with that being said, this is also a team, kind of like Toronto Raptors. I feel like the Nuggets will get better as the postseason goes on, but they're up against a real tough one in McCollum and Dame. I'm sorry, but that to me is the best backcourt in the NBA playoffs right now. Yes or no?
Oh, without question it is. And I think if I said anything less, my family and friends listening to us up in Portland would probably get on the phone and probably try to wring my neck through the phone if I said otherwise. But Dame and McCollum are just a 1-2 punch that they can rely on to close games. And I've said for a little while now that the thing that concerns me is Denver doesn't necessarily have a closer. Okay. I mean, Jokic in the middle, yeah, he can, but I don't know if you're going to go to him, you know, late in the game to get you a bucket. Maybe Murray is that guy that's developing, but right now they don't have a closer just to go get a bucket, and Portland does. Portland has two guys that they can go to get them a bucket at the end of the game, and certainly those guys have a range of, you know, I'm in the arena, okay, I'm in my range kind of deal. And I think Dame has picked up a lot of confidence from doing what he did against OKC and shutting up the triple-double boy there in OKC. So I look for Portland to win this. I think it's going seven games, but I think Portland's going to win this in seven. That's just kind of how I see it. But you're right with Denver. They're kind of like, you know, they're kind of like Toronto. Even though I think Toronto has better talent than I think Denver has, I think Denver is kind of learning on how to win in the playoffs on the fly because they've just never done this before. So gaining all the confidence they gained last night from winning that game seven, and I don't care if that game seven was at home, which it was, or on the road. You win a game seven, that puts a lot of confidence in your team. So this is not going to be some, you know, quick series or anything like that. I think Portland Denver's certainly going to go seven games.
No, I agree. I think this is going to be a tight one. You know, you had guys like LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan who have been in big games. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Rudy Gay has also played in a lot of big games. And, you know, the only guy on the Nuggets, if I'm not mistaken, was Paul Millsap that had been in a game seven before for them, or a very few number of guys that have been in a game seven situation. And at the end of the day, man, you know, it got tight. They got a little nervous. They were starting to succumb a little bit to that pressure, but the big dogs stepped up when they really needed them to. And Murray and Harris are tough. And we know about the Joker. Jokic the guy is unbelievable. I mean, he's a triple double waiting to happen himself, to be honest with you. I mean, we talk about Russ and how great of a triple double machine he is. Well, you know, Jokic can put up those triple doubles left and right too. The guy's really good. And I do think the thing that I'm concerned about with them, their bench is short, man. You know, they only played four guys the other night off the bench, Plumlee, Morris, Beasley, and Barton, and the minutes weren't all that heavy. And Harris, Jokic, those guys played 40-plus. Again, I'm telling you, watch. Just watch the way this all develops and the way that this all turns out. These teams that are playing few players, like Denver and like Houston, sooner or later, the lack of depth is going to wind up hurting you. And, you know, Portland, they can go relatively deep. So, and again, they have such a great scoring punch from Lillard and McCollum that they're going to be tough. I mean, those guys are going to put up 50 to 70 every single night, right, between the two of them. So you're going to have your guys, your regular guys, the Murrays and the Harrises, they're going to have to play spectacular basketball every single night. And here's what's the difference is they're going to have to expend a lot of energy on the defensive side of the ball, Mike. So I'm telling you, the lack of depth for a team like Denver and a team like Houston moving forward, watch it. Just check it out, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's something I always pay attention to, you know, is how deep can you go? And once again, going back to our two favorite teams, I mean, we are blessed with organizations that consider depth a big thing to have, and the depth that is used. I mean, Budenholzer uses his depth very well. Brad Stevens uses his depth very well. So, yeah, the teams like Houston, teams like Denver, like you've been saying, you got to keep an eye on how many minutes their starters are logging, because at some point you do get tired. And these are very highly conditioned, in-shape guys, but there comes a time when you're playing, you know, over 40 minutes a game, you know, through these tough NBA playoffs, that it is one of those things where – guys are going to get tired, and it may cost you a game, maybe two in the end. It may cost you from moving on to the playoffs.
All right. So, for instance, you look at game five from Houston and Utah, right? It's a closeout game, and it was a relatively close game. So Houston had to play their guys, obviously, some big minutes. Tucker plays 40. Harden plays 39. Gordon plays 40 minutes. And here's the aberration, okay? Here's the aberration of what D'Antoni was able to do in this game. He winds up playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys off of his bench, right? But let me tell you this, Mike, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, and there were like 5 guys that played 7 minutes or less, okay? So it's basically what I'm trying to say to you is those starters are playing too many minutes. I'm telling you, man. Gordon playing 40, Harden playing 39, Tucker playing 40. You've got to be able to rely on your bench a little bit more than what they do. What happened to Kenneth Faried? That guy was a big part of what they did throughout the regular season. He played 3 minutes in that game. That's a really active body. That's a guy that you're going to have to play against the Golden State Warriors, man. He's going to have to match up against some of their big guys. You know, the Bogutts of the world. Mike D'Antoni is going to have to break what he always does. And I'm telling you, this is what always kills this guy, is that he can't do it. He's too stubborn, bro. He's going to play 6 or 7 or 8 guys, and he's going to wear them out. That's what's going to happen. Houston's going to be too tired. Golden State will win this series. I agree with you, man.
Yeah, no, I think if I could just say ditto, I would say ditto. But, no, you hit the nail on the head with all this. I mean, here's the thing. Even without Boogie on Golden State, because he's out with his thigh injury, you know, you have 4 other dudes that are proven winners. They have championships to show for it. This is something where the depth of Golden State and the depth of talent that they that Golden State has could shine through in a big way. So Houston's going to have to be very careful in terms of, you know, the minutes. But, I mean, you know, at this point, D'Antoni kind of throws caution to the wind and just goes, go out and play. I'll take you out if I need you to take you out. But I think Golden State, in the end, with their depth and their talent, does win out.
I'm going to go on record right now, bro. I'm going to tell you straight up how I feel about Boogie. That was a blessing in disguise, my man. I'm sorry, but they got better when Boogie got hurt. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. He can't play the pick and roll. He was a defensive liability for them, and everybody's afraid to say it, but I'm not afraid to say it. They got better when Boogie got hurt the other day, man. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Boogie, you're right. He's a dynamic scorer. He makes that offense even more of a juggernaut. But defensively, he was killing the Golden State Warriors. Bogut is a better defensive piece for them. He knows his role much better than Boogie Cousins did. And in this case, man, it's addition by subtraction. They got better the minute that Boogie Cousins got hurt. And I'm sorry for Boogie. I feel bad for him and everything. But the truth is, Golden State's better without him.
Yeah, Bogut knows his role. He knows what he does well. He knows how to be successful in that offensive scheme that they have there in Golden State. You get Boogie in a pick and roll, you got an advantage. I mean, they would just pick and roll you to death with Boogie because he can't cover it at all. And Houston, what do they like to do besides shooting threes? They'll go pick and roll all day long. So I think Bogut's a little bit more agile in terms of, you know, moving side to side and covering these pick and rolls as well. So you could certainly be onto something in terms of addition by subtraction with Golden State.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this Alphonso McKinney kid from Wisconsin Green Bay of all places comes in, makes impact plays for them. They get great play out of their bench. Looney's another guy that comes in and does damage for them. We know what Andre Iguodala does. That dude is so vital to their success in what they do. And their starting lineup with or without Boogie is just remarkable. If you put Livingston in there, it really makes no difference, man. They have so much depth. They're so good, and they're going to beat Houston, and it's going to be because of the lack of depth. If you look at the last game that they played against the Clippers, they played eight guys off their bench, man. They played 13 players. There's really not many other teams in the league that can do that. Them and the Milwaukee Bucks might be the only two teams that can go 11, 12, 13 deep. And it pays dividends. I'm telling you, man, these other teams, Houston, Toronto, everybody else, you better play your bench. You better trust your bench. Otherwise, you're going to run into problems. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to give our parting shots when we come back for the final time here today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Our these two teams met was in Chicago at the United Center with New Orleans prevailing in one overtime. And there's the shot good by Cousins. And they're going to milk him. Bounce back to Etuan. Etuan takes it into the lane, back to Cousins. A wide open three is good. Cousins knocks down a three.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With the third pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Quinnen Williams, nose tackle, Alabama.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on a Sunday where we're always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I come back late night doing what I always do for you on the weekend recap and sports overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love talking to you on both the Dorf on Sports radio show and the weekend recap and sports overnight America. But at this time, like we always do, Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Hey, my parting shot time is just one that Andy, you probably hold close to you. The shooting outside of San Diego yesterday in terms of that synagogue. Yes. When it happened, I immediately thought of you. Thoughts and prayers out to the lady that was fatally shot. Things like this should not happen in places of worship at all.
I agree 100%, bro. That's great stuff. And you know what? My parting shot is going to go to all those Milwaukee Bucks fans, man. You know me. I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. I grew up watching the Bucks play in the 70s and the 80s. And you know what? The Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, that's a common thing when the postseason usually happens. So I'm excited for that. I can't wait for Mike. For Scott on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.